Becker, Episode 8, Only Poetry.
It gets lonely at the Queen of the Rockies. Sometimes it gets very lonely. Not too many people want to get close to a hotel detective. Unless it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's a party in the next room. I guess that's why I was looking forward to the visit of Merlin Cole, the poet, who was to read in the small salon. Now, I know it's not the thing these days to admit you like poetry, but I've been a great admirer of Cole's work at university. Hell, I loved it. I carried a small volume of his into the trenches, where his call to glory somehow kept me going, long past my discovery that Blood, Steel, and The Vagrant Kiss were not quite as glorious as the poet suggested.
The sweet strains of Duckworth Street twist on the wind. The brave cross atop the hill beckons. Safe harbor, safe harbor. Come home, boy, come home. But my soul still dreams of the oceans. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Thomas Springer. I'm not a poet. Don't be too disappointed. Mr. Cole will be returning with a final selection in just a moment. While he's refreshing himself, however, let me remind you of the reception following the reading, where his latest volume of poetry, The Mask of Passion, will be available for 35 cents.
Becker.
Miss?
That is what they call you, isn't it?
That's what they call me. Miss...
Highwood. Fiona Highwood. I'm the new editor of The Messenger.
Congratulations.
My uncle left it to me. You'll hear that. Probably have. Why'd he go and leave a newspaper to a snippet of a girl from the East? From the East, you'll notice, even though I was born and raised here. What you haven't heard yet is that I'm a very good editor. But you will.
I'll look forward to it.
You're very polite. Toronto?
Is it that obvious?
I've spent the last 5 years in Toronto. Assistant copy editor at the Mail. Believe me, I jumped at the chance to come home. What do you think of the poetry? Does your manly heart stir at the wind through the rat lines? Or are you really here to keep an eye on the silverware?
A bit of both, Miss Highwood.
Fiona. Ah, there's the man of the hour. Judy calls.
See you later, Becker.
I'll look forward to that. Fiona.
Excellent. Really excellent.
Thank you, sir.
This is our host, Mr. Hickey, the manager of the hotel.
Manager of this beautiful, magical Valhalla? Oh.
A copy of the book for the manager, Tom.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you, son.
Mr. Cole, I'm Fiona Highwood, the Cascade Messenger.
Ah, the Venus of Urbino. What do you think, Hickey?
I'm not sure I catch the reference.
Titian, he was particularly enamored of coppery red hair.
On naked women.
You mustn't deny a man his dreams.
That depends on the dreams.
On the man, Miss Highwood, on the man.
I'd have to think about that.
And what about this man? Could he lure you away later on to tea, perhaps?
I was hoping for an interview.
Always happy to educate the press. Shall we say in half an hour?
Excellent.
Mr. Springer here will fetch you.
And we'll be meeting where?
We'll leave that to the muse, Miss Highwood.
If you'll wait here, I'll return when it's time.
For the next half hour, the poet moved among his admirers like a king. And then suddenly, he was gone. The guests drifted away, and I was left alone with Fiona. Not that I minded that. Talking with her took me back to my student days, to significant glances and long nights of passionate arguments. We had just started on Cole's poetry. She characterized it as the barnyard strutting of an aging rooster. When Mr. Springer arrived to escort her to what she referred to as her audience with the poet. Half an hour later, I was loitering in the lobby. had to see her once more before she left. Besides, I'd worked out a devastating reply.
Fiona?
Becker. Yes. Becker, I want to make a complaint.
Why? What happened?
Mr. Cole. Merlin Cole. He was not a gentleman.
Isn't that the way you're supposed to act? If you're a certain kind of poet.
And what kind of poet would that be, Becker? I'm sure my readers would be interested to know.
I suppose the aging rooster kind?
Very good. Maybe you should take this book. I'm sure you'll enjoy it more than I will.
What?
A small gift from Mr. Cole. Legends from his youth, when love was new and uncomplicated. Now I have an article to write. Good night, Becker. Let me know what you think of the poetry.
Yes, I was wondering...
Second thought, don't. I'd like to retain some respect for the man who's going to take me to dinner. That's what you were going to ask me, wasn't it? I accept. Call me tomorrow. And Becker, I'm serious about that complaint.
Becker! Becker! I don't suppose you've seen the paper, have you?
Paper?
The Cascade Messenger.
Well, no, but what did she have to say?
How would I know what she had to say? It's not here.
You mean it hasn't arrived, or you mean it's been stolen?
I mean that I've received 11 complaints this morning.
Well, have you called Miss Highwood?
Yes, I've called Miss Highwood, Becker. She's not answering.
It's a mystery, I guess.
But you like mysteries, don't you, Becker?
I'll see what I can do. Fair height down the side of the mountain to Cascade, the bustling little town that's grown up around the railway station. During the season, it provides a homey alternative to the grandeur of the hotel. For the last few days, however, it had been lashed by rain so that when I arrived, the streets were deserted. There was nobody around to watch me banging on the locked door of the messenger office, nor to see me slip uninvited into the open door of Fiona's apartment above.
Hello? Hello? Fiona? Miss Highwood? It's Becker. The front door was open, so I... Hello?
The room was dark. I knew she was there, but something snapped under my foot. Then in the flash, I saw her. She was huddled into a corner behind a broken chair. White. Her knees were drawn up in front of her. Her ankles were tied. Her arms disappeared behind her back and must have been similarly trussed. A scarf pulled across her mouth forced her jaw apart. Her hair was chopped in chunks from her head. A few strands still clung to her naked shoulders. I picked a blanket from the floor, where it lay amidst a pile of discarded books, broken china, and torn clothes. I wrapped her carefully and carried her to the bed. I reached behind her head and began to unknot the gag.
Shh, don't talk. Not yet.
Becker...
Doctor's orders.
Oh, I hate tea.
You're certain you didn't get a look at him?
I told you, Sergeant, it was dark. He must have struck me from behind.
And you've got no idea what he was looking for?
He wasn't a burglar.
He was looking for something, that's obvious.
He chopped my hair off. I've never met a burglar who goes around chopping off hair.
Actually, Miss Highwood, burglars often have signatures.
I think it's time we gave Miss Highwood a rest, Neil.
It's my job, ma'am.
I understand.
Good. Thank you. Let's go, Becker.
I think maybe I should...
Could you stay a moment, Becker?
Of course.
Right then. I'll be going. Becker knows where I am if you think of anything else.
Thank you, Sergeant. He's not very hopeful, is he?
He'll do his best.
But?
Well, with things like this, sometimes you just have to wait.
I think it was Cole.
What?
I think it was Cole. I didn't want to tell the Sergeant because... Well, I'm not sure.
Cole?
But... Cole. Cole, Merlin Cole. He remarked on my hair. He compared it to Titian. Some Venus.
Yes, but
I... told you what happened. He wanted me, Becker.
Don't you think
he tried to force me. During our interview, he tried to force me.
Yes?
Becker, sir. The house detective?
Ah, yes. I'm sorry to put you to all this trouble, detective. Call it the vanity of an old poet, but I'm ravenous for my notices.
I beg your pardon.
The paper is missing.
Ah, yes. The editor, Miss Highwood, was attacked last night.
Oh, yes. And we can't expect to know everything, can we? I hope the young lady is not suggesting that I... Because I can assure you that when Miss Highwood left my suite, she was completely intact.
Someone knocked her unconscious, tore off her clothes, and cut off her hair.
Cut off her hair?
Yes. I understand you remarked on it that afternoon. Titian hair, I believe.
Don't be absurd, Mr. Becker. If I were a collector of hair, there are devotees who would tear theirs out by the roots for me.
I beg your pardon?
My backhands. A reference to the wild women who followed the god Bacchus. My devotees.
They seem pretty tame at the reading.
Just the surface, my boy.
So this kind of thing happens?
Not often. Not these days. But there was a young woman...
What happened?
I don't know, really. Just an event in a passing city.
Hold on, Mr. Cole. What event? What city?
A young woman, Becker, with her hair chopped off. Nothing to do with me. I didn't know her. But one shouldn't underestimate one's influence, perhaps unconsciously.
Where did this happen?
One of our stops. After weeks of touring, one of these cities looks quite like another.
But you can tell me where you've been.
Ask Tom Springer, Becker. He takes care of all the details.
Oh, excuse me. I must have the wrong room. Mr. Springer.
Not here. Would you like to come in and wait?
Thank you.
What time is it, anyway?
3 o'clock. I'm sorry if I woke you.
Well, I have to get up sometime. What do you want with Tommy, Mr....
Becker. I'm the house detective.
Oh. Has he done something wrong?
I don't know. Has he?
I doubt it. He's the soul of not doing anything wrong.
You sound disappointed.
Me? I'm a little old for him, don't you think?
I wasn't thinking...
Sure you were. In my experience, that's all men do think about. That and money.
And poetry.
Some of them call it that. I'm sorry, that's just bad temper. The truth is, Tommy bunks in with Mr. Cole, I get his room free.
And your...
Laundry and ironing, the lowly, lonely retainer.
For the tour?
All the way from Montreal. 37 long days.
I wonder, do you remember a young woman being attacked?
On the tour?
Not on the tour itself, but maybe somewhere you stayed, you heard about it. Her hair might have been chopped off.
No. I never... Oh, that's terrible.
You hesitated. Was there something that
no.
you...
No. I just... That's so savage.
Mr. Springer never mentioned anything like that?
Tommy. Tommy would think that story inappropriate for mixed company.
What about Mr. Cole?
Well, he'd be fascinated by the story as a story, but he wouldn't do anything like that.
Another woman was attacked last night. Mr. Cole was with her earlier in the day.
With her? How quaint.
The situation was professional.
His or hers? I'm sorry. Listen, I really don't know anything, but... Oh, it looks like you're in luck. Tommy, this is Mr. Becker.
Mr. Cole said you might be looking for me.
We were just...
He mentioned you could provide me with an itinerary.
Why are you harassing us?
Excuse me?
None of us, not Mr. Cole, not me, and not my mother, know anything about this.
Your mother?
Yes, my mother. What did you think?
He thinks I'm a little old for you.
He what?
Your mother has a sense of humor.
I'm 38. I don't know what's funny about that.
Shut up. I think it would be best if you address your questions to me from now on, Mr. Becker. Do I make myself clear?
Perfectly. You were going to say something when we were interrupted, Mrs. Springer.
That's enough. Here's your itinerary. Now get out.
Ma'am?
And don't bother to return it. We're taking the evening train.
But I thought...
The arrangements are made.
You mean he's done it before?
No. I mean something like this might have happened before. Sergeant Drake's got the schedule of the readings, and he's checking it out.
But it does point to him.
Except that he told me about it.
Arrogance, Becker. Cock of the walk arrogance. That man is capable...
Look, Fiona, even if the story is true, all we'll have proved is that he was in town when two separate people were attacked. So was Springer. So was Springer's mother.
Do you really think that I was attacked by an elderly lady?
Mrs. Springer is hardly an elderly lady. And then there's the question of what your attacker was looking for.
Maybe he was just trying to make it look like a burglary to throw us off the track.
No. Whoever attacked you was looking for something, and he was pretty desperate to find it.
You can't tell.
He tore the place apart. He made a lot of noise. He took an incredible chance of being heard. He wasn't thinking of covering his tracks.
Cole is the only one with a motive.
What motive?
Maybe he wanted to finish what he started.
I don't know. He's not acting guilty.
Because he doesn't feel guilty, Becker. He probably thinks that's the way poets are supposed to act. Lots of people do.
Listen, Fiona. It is possible Cole attacked you. But it's also possible he didn't. It's possible that someone's using you to cast suspicion on him.
That's ridiculous.
But we don't know. Until we do, we have to keep our eyes wide open. We can't become obsessed.
You think I'm obsessed?
It's understandable.
And it's understandable that the men stick together.
If Cole is guilty, we'll get him.
I hope so, Becker. I really hope so.
I don't know. Perhaps she was right. Perhaps I really didn't want to see it. I didn't have any real reason to believe Cole wasn't guilty. Except that he'd seemed awfully relieved when he realized I wasn't investigating his earlier meeting with Fiona. As for the attack, he seemed mostly interested in the details. Well, Mrs. Springer said it was his kind of story. As I headed across town to the police station, I wondered what her story was.
Got it. Right here on the telephone, I've got it. Excuse me, Miss Hatch. Sit down, sit down. What is it? Mary Hatch, Winnipeg, May 14th, hair chopped, exactly the same.
Let me talk to her.
No, hold
on. Give me the phone, Neil.
Miss Hatch.
Hello. Hello, Miss Hatch. Yes, my name's Becker. Detective Becker.
You can't do that, Becker.
Yes, I was wondering, Miss Hatch, if you know Merlin Cole, the poet. He was reading in Winnipeg the night... Yes? Yes? Yes?
What'd she say?
Yes, he gave you a book. A book of his poetry. Which book? What? You're sure? When?
What's this about a book?
Thank you, Miss Hatch. You've been very helpful. We got it.
What?
A book. Legends. Cole gave Miss Hatch a book and she lost it.
So?
What if she just thinks she lost it? What if it was stolen?
I don't get it.
That's what he was looking for.
Miss Highwood didn't say anything about a book.
Because she didn't have it.
So we're discussing the theft of a book she didn't have. I suppose you have some idea where this mythical book may be.
Yes. She gave it to me.
I hadn't actually opened the book since Fiona tossed it my way. It was dedicated to D.S., A Love for Eternity. I'm usually fascinated by dedications, and I've spent hours wondering what story lay behind them. But this time, I rushed on, reading for anything, any sense, any clue. Suddenly, there it was, laid out like a map in front of me. I was peering at the lines when...
Becker!
Fiona?
I've got something. Oh... I'm sorry to bother you this late, but I thought it might be important.
Oh, no, come in.
About this afternoon, Becker.
What have you got?
This. It's an engagement notice. George Springer announces the engagement of his daughter Diana Springer to Mr. Merlin Cole. Look, I know it may not be anything, but I wanted to make sure just in case...
Diana Springer. D.S. Cole dedicated this book to her.
What is it?
Legends. The book he gave you. It's dedicated to D.S., Diana Springer. You want to bet that's Springer's mother?
Then Cole could be Springer's father. That's what I thought, but I couldn't find anything about a wedding.
Which would explain why he's so concerned about keeping his mother quiet. I think you better look at this.
Well, this is not the time for poetry, Becker.
Here. The expulsion from the temple. These lines here.
And the women of the town tore from honeyed shoulders. Purple gowns swung their sewing shears. Chopped, unbraided hair. I can't.
And to the chant of harlot, harlot, poor, they drove from out the temple walls those wild women of the god.
Oh, God. Their instructions.
For punishing harlots.
That's disgusting. It's... I don't understand.
It's all got to do with this book.
What?
I think that Cole has meetings with young ladies, his devotees. You experience what they might be like. At the end of each meeting, he gives the young lady a book. This book, or a copy of this book. Now, whether he knows it or not, the book acts as a bait. Someone follows the young lady, reclaims the book, which in your case you'd given to me, and punishes the offender.
But for what?
For taking something that wasn't theirs. Something that belongs...
to D.S.
A love for eternity.
So, Diana Springer had a reason to attack me.
Symbolically, you were stealing her love. But it could have been her son. He's very protective.
Not Cole?
I don't think so. It's not his style.
So how am I going to know? I want to know Becker.
Then we'd better go ask them.
You think they're going to tell us?
Well, we do have the book, and we know someone wants it very badly. If we hurry, we just might be able to do a little trading.
We're pushing it very close to the edge here, Becker. This train leaves in 5 minutes.
Then we'd better move fast.
In here, Miss Highwood.
Detective Becker, I might have known.
You're free to go, Mr. Cole.
It's about time.
You and your mother, however, will be staying with us, Mr. Springer.
I beg your pardon?
We're holding you pursuant to our inquiries into an attack on this lady.
This is ridiculous.
Calm down, Tom. Why would anyone...
Because Miss Highwood stole something. Or they thought she stole something.
So, what did she steal?
Love, I suspect, Mr. Cole.
More specifically, this book.
I gave you that book.
Exactly. It's the one you give to all your young ladies, isn't it? All the wild women of the god. Shall I read the inscription?
Give me that.
Take it easy, sir.
Put it down.
Tom, it's a book. I give them away all the time. It's good for the business.
Is that what you told my mother?
What? What did you say?
When you refused to marry her, is that what you told her?
I have always been good to your mother. I have always been good to you. Where did you get the idea that...
And the women of the town tore from honeyed shoulders purple gowns, swung their sewing shears, chopped, unbraided hair.
Gods! What were you thinking of?
What makes you so sure it was him?
What? Look, for God's sake, who else could it be?
You think I don't know what happens in your dirty little meetings? You think I'm not justified?
You were with me last night.
But I could have encouraged him. All those sad nights alone. All that anger. I could have been poisoning him. Maybe I did. Maybe he did it because he loved me. And I didn't know a thing.
Thomas Springer, I'm taking you into custody.
That book belongs to my mother.
It's only a book, Tom.
But it promises a great deal. To D.S., a love for eternity.
It's poetry, Becker.
Poetry? They were all so excited to be with you. Some of them even offered me money. They wanted to take you away completely if I hadn't punished them. Punished them! You should have loved her. You should have loved my mother. You should have married her.
Poets don't marry, Tom. It makes the muse very angry.
And it's bad for business. The devil's got you coming and going, hasn't he?
But you promised. For eternity. You promised.
I'd almost given up on you.
Sergeant Drake asked me to return this to you. It's your book.
He didn't want to bring it himself?
Well, I was passing by and...
I see. I would have preferred flowers. Perhaps when you make good on your dinner invitation.
I wasn't sure if you'd want.
Yes, I would very much.
And the book?
If you want it, you can have it.
You know, Cole meant a lot to me when I was young.
Down at Wuthering Heights.
Yes, me too. I think I'll keep the book. To remind me.
Sounds sensible. What are you smiling at?
Your hair's growing in. Looks good.
just heard Only Poetry, Episode 8 of Becker, written by Martin Kinch. Andy Maton was heard as Becker, with Stephen Hare as Mr. Hickey, and Daryl Shuttleworth as Drake. Natasha Gurgis played Fiona. James Brewer was heard as Cole, with Mark Bellamy as Springer, and Marcia Cash as Miss Springer. Music is arranged and conducted by Miles Jackson. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, with sound effects by Uta Shafland. The production assistant was Christine Story. Becker is produced and directed in Calgary by Martin Fishman. The series executive producer in Toronto is Bill Howell.